Thank you so much. This is the Pacifica National Board National Finance Committee meeting of September 7th, Tuesday. And our Paul will have to say what time it is because I'm not looking at a clock. But our Paul, could you please go ahead and take the roll?
Yes, it's 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time. Okay.
Thank you so much.
Alonzo Brown.
Here.
Mike Jones. Albert Bolivera.
Present.
R. Paul Martin here. Simon Pius.
Yes, present.
Summer Reese.
Present.
Tracy Rosenberg. Alex Steinberg.
Here.
John Wenger.
Present.
LaVarne Williams.
Present.
Bruce Wolf.
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, R. Paul. All right. I'd like to go ahead and approve the minutes for the last meeting and the one before that, and or whatever the most recent one before that is, and go ahead and get to what the scheduling is of budget approval for the rest of the network during the end of this budget season. So if you would, please, could you go ahead and...
Okay, let's find...
Oh, yes, I suppose we should be setting the agenda. Okay, approval of the minutes and discussion of WPFW's budget and scheduling of budget review for the next two meetings, okay? And is there any objection to that as the...
What's the second one again?
Just the scheduling of the review of the other budgets in rotation.
Point of information, madam?
Yes, please, Alberto.
Are you going to include on the agenda, or I might be out of whack, ¿verdad?
Okay.
But are you going to make a statement as to our executive session meeting for the last 2 hours to the public?
I think we need to go ahead and approve the minutes at the next meeting and approve a report out. I don't think
okay.
we have to do that
Thank
at
you.
This meeting. Thank you, though, for bringing that up, because we should make sure that we do that for previous executive session meetings as well. Thank you, Alberto. Okay, go ahead. Is there any objection to the agenda as proposed? Very short and sweet because it's late in the evening already. Okay, hearing none.
Okay.
The motion is approved, our Paul, and go ahead and...
Stick to those minutes.
Thank you so much.
Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, August 31st, 2010. Meeting convened at 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time. A quorum being present, the chair being absent, the secretary being present. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Albert Guerra, R. Paul Martin, Simon Pius, Summer Reese, Tracy Rosenberg, Alex Steinberg, John Wenger, LaVarne Williams, Bruce Wolf. Agenda. 1. Approve minute. 2. Review the KPFT budget. 3. Look at WPFW budget. 4. Executive session. The secretary convened the meeting and asked for a volunteer to be chair pro tem. Alberto Luera volunteered. Alberto Luera took the chair, 8:50 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee chair arrived and took the chair, 8:51 p.m. Eastern Time.
Yay!
Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the agenda passed without objection. Approval of minutes. 8:53 p.m. Eastern Time. The secretary read the minutes. Motion, Summer Reese, to approve the minutes of the August 24th, 2010 meeting, passed without objection. Review KPFT budget, 9:02 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the KPFT FY11 budget. It has been approved by the KPFT LSB. Problems with KPFT's transmitter and HD2 operations were discussed. Fulfillment rates and billing issues were discussed. It was noted that there have been no salary increases at KPFK for 3 years, but that health premiums have gone up. All of the budget sheets were requested. The CFO sent them out in response. The issue of software acquisition for all Pacifica stations was discussed. Motion, Alberto Luera, that the NFC approve the KPFT FY11 budget and submit it to the PNB for formal adoption. Passed without objection. The National Office budget was briefly discussed. The committee discussed the agenda and members reported each station's progress so far on the FY11 budget. Look at WPFW budget, 9:59 p.m. ET, Eastern Time. It was reported that WPFW's LSB has approved its FY11 budget. The budget ends up with a reserve of $168. The treasurer of WPFW reported that the FY10 budget had not been realistic and that this one is more accurate. Some staff hours have been reduced and a number of other expenses have been reduced. WPFW is currently litigation-free. It was noted that WPFW's lease is up at the end of 2012. The station may have to lease space again. WPFW has to increase its revenue and intends to start paying central services. The CFO reported that telemarketing had been eliminated from the budget because the returns did not justify it. The WPFW treasurer reported that FY10 actuals had been used as a basis for the FY11 budget and that early FY08, WPFW had about $700,000 in reserve. WPFW's transmitter troubles were discussed. The transmitter was down for part of two on-air fundraisers this year. The format of WPFW's FY11 budget spreadsheet was discussed. The committee was told that it would get the budget in the standard format next week. The fact that the leases for both WPFW and WBAI will be up at the end of 2012 was discussed. Motion, Alberto Luera, to adjourn to the executive session. Passed without objection. Adjourned 10:41 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, Secretary.
Beautiful. Thank you. I did have one question somewhere first third of the minutes. It said KPFK salaries had not been increased for 3 years, but medical benefits had. Was that supposed to be KPFT because we were discussing the KPFT budget?
Okay, hold on. Let me look.
Because we did have one union contract increase at KPFK.
Okay, yeah, let me find something.
It's a typo.
No salary increases for 3 years, but that health premiums have gone up. That's KPFT.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was the only thing that I noticed. Was there any other additions, deletions, amendments?
Mm-hmm.
Hearing none, please mark the minutes as approved, R. Paul.
Okay.
Impeccable job, as always. Thank you.
Apologies.
And there's a lot of feedback, though. I think someone has maybe a radio on in the background. I hear some, or phone that has some nice music playing. Okay, thank you. All right, and did you have another set of minutes for us, R. Paul?
Oh, 1 second, yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes, let me write that. We just got these in.
Thank you.
Okay, that was the 8:31 minutes just approved. Let me go up here and see what I have in. I'm going online to see what public session, because that'll be faster than looking at my stuff.
If it's inconvenient, we can do it on the next meeting. I mean, it is late this evening, so.
10, 2010, just did that. We have July 6th. Do we want
Beautiful.
To do July 6th?
Recent vintage wine. Let's get it out of the way.
As we've done, let's see. Let me see again. I have July 6th. Is there any others that's more recent? I think
We're
July 6th
things.
Is our most recent non-done yet
Beautiful.
Set.
Thank you.
So let me look up July 6th. It's going to be off here. Let me get those. July 6th. The front of July, not the end of July. July 6th. Here we are. Okay. All right. Draft minutes for the regular National Finance Committee meeting, July 2010. Meeting convened at 8:40 p.m. Eastern Time, a quorum being present, the chair and secretary being present. Lonzo Brown, Mike
One
Brown,
moment, R. Paul.
What?
1 second. LaVon, can you hear me?
Okay.
LaVon?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Just a second. This is an emergency. Just a minute.
Oh, I know. If you can mute your phone.
Fine. Go ahead.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, R. Paul.
Okay. Attending, Alonzo Brown, Mike Jones, Alberto Luera, R. Paul Martin, Summer Reese, Alex Steinberg, John Wenger.
Back in court.
A little bit wrong, but now it's right.
Okay.
LaVon Williams, Bruce Wolf, Director
okay.
of the Pacifica Radio Archives, Brian DeShazor, also participated in the meeting.
Yes.
Agenda, one, PRA budget, two, PNB meeting discussion. Motion, Summer Reese to approve the agenda, passed without objection. PRA budget, 8:47 p.m. Eastern Time. The committee discussed the proposed FY11 budget for the Pacifica Radio Archives, PRA, with its director, Brian DeShazer. Mr. DeShazer said that this year is the best opportunity to get the archives digitized and preserved. He said that the PRA is keeping its head above water, but that we need to do more than that, or tapes may be lost. He said that PRA needs to be part of the American Archives Organization. He explained that the CPP had initiated the American Archives to preserve the legacy of public broadcasting. Mr. DeShazer is now on the board of the American Archives. Year-to-date listener support for PRA was $166,000, which was better than last year. The 2 days of pitching per year on stations for the PRA was discussed. The fact that some stations are not paying their central services fees, which cuts into the PRA income, was also discussed. Mr. DeShazer discussed some future plans for PRA. PNB meeting discussion, 9:53 p.m. CFO LaVarne Williams said that for FY11, okay, I need to make one little correction right there. Something wasn't capitalized. Okay. CFO LaVarne Williams said that for FY11, the PNB needed to get its meetings back on schedule. She said that at some point, a motion would probably come forth regarding the schedule of PNB meetings in the future, and that one meeting per year might be eliminated. She said that we needed to project beyond 1 year's cash flow. It was suggested that seasonal weather conditions be taken into account for some PNB meeting locations. The issue of two stations, WBAI and WPFW, needing to move by the end of 2012 was brought up. It was noted that Pacifica needs to plan for the next 2 years, or else it will be very hard to deal with the combined expenses of what could possibly be two nearly simultaneous moves in expensive metropolitan areas. Moving options were discussed. The chair asked the secretary to give notice on kpftx.org that there would be an executive session at the next NFC meeting. This was done. Motion, R. Paul Martin, to adjourn. Passed without objection. Adjourned, 10:32 p.m. Eastern Time, submitted by R. Paul Martin, secretary.
Excellent. Thank you, R. Paul. All right. Are there any objections, amendments, deletions? And hearing none, please mark the minutes as approved. Thank you, R. Paul. Okay, goody. So at least we're not sliding backwards on keeping track of that stuff. All righty, I would like to, I guess, because what we had on the agenda was approval of the WPFW budget, and because that's not, we're not able to do that at this time. LaVarne, are you back with us?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I had to get some information. Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
No problem. No problem. I was just hearing you. I was just trying to get you to mute your phone right then. No, I was trying to get your attention to say, I can tell you something's happening. Just make us go away. Anyway, I guess I'd like to let the public know where we're at in terms of WPFW's budget being ready to come back for presentation here, because, you know, it's late this evening and we've got two more meetings scheduled for this month, and just the public portions of where we're at on the budgets that are still yet to come up, because I think we're going to probably schedule WPFW for the next meeting on the 21st, unless you think it would be better to schedule KPFA or WBAI. So give us a little rundown there, and I think we'll go ahead and hammer out which we should schedule first, because we're not ready to do WPFW's budget this evening. LaVarne?
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Well, you know, or you know what, Bruce, you could take this portion that has to do with your budget, okay, which is basically, you know, I just want to let, you know, the public portion of this that we weren't discussing in executive session, just where we're at on these budgets, because we're going to be coming back in a couple of weeks and which budget we're going to look at next. That's all. I want to give sort of a report on that and then schedule out where we think we're at actually on reviewing the budgets in rotation here. So. Either Bruce or LaVarne, either one of you that would like to take that.
Well, I get, basically,
thank you, Bruce.
We have to, you know, we're, the station is in talks with the union to deal with personnel issues that were involved, you know, the ramification of the budget, and that has to be concluded. Hopefully that will be concluded soon. And there's some, we have to fit the budget we is done, but it has to be put into the universal template that Pacifica is using. So there's some things that need to be finished with that. So it's mostly a formatting issue, and that should be done sometime soon also.
Do you think that 2 weeks from now, on the 21st, do you think that would be a realistic projection, you and LeVar, to come back with your budget, and then we could schedule that as the next, you know, to basically still have it as the next budget to cover? Does that seem reasonable?
Well, the formatting issue, I'm going to go out on a limb here, since I'm speaking for, management taking care of that, but I'm pretty sure that's something that can be done. It's just it's not a, it doesn't affect the actual numbers. It's just plugging it into the cells and stuff. The union negotiations, it's a little bit up to them, whether they're, how quickly they're going to come back to work with us. But the process has been just a few days, really, and looking at it, it's not too many alternatives. So I'm expecting to come to some resolution within a few days, hopefully.
Okay, and is Simon from KPFA, you're with Simon Pius, right? You're on the call, aren't you?
I'm here.
You are here. Okay, in terms of your budget from KPFA, it hasn't gone through the LSB yet, right?
No, far from it.
Okay.
But actually, there is a meeting, our very first real meeting in person, tomorrow at 11. And we should know much more about it after that. So far, we have really only a working draft, which was not close enough to, not close enough to be going to a vote at the LSB now.
Okay.
This is Lauren. I can give you an update. We have gone through another round of the budget, and basically, Efren is, Lorenz is doing the budget here at the national office. He's getting the factors and information from KPFA, from Maria, and from Ahmad, and from Amelia. But he's basically doing the budget here, and that's what we're going to have to, with Robert doing multiple jobs there. Robert West, the business manager at WPFW, he's the acting interim general manager, so he's a little, they've produced the budget, like Bruce said, and they've worked on it, they've presented it to the union, so we'll probably have a staff here at the national office to help putting it in the template, because we have to have it in the template in order to consolidate the budget here at the national office. So that's where we are with the PFW, like Bruce had said, and with KPFA, we have another draft, but we're off by the first draft, we were off by 800,000. There we're off by over a half a million. So there's still a lot of work when we meet tomorrow and to go over KPFA's budget, because it's definitely not accessible in the form it's in. In addition, KPFA is still behind on supporting the central especially like Democracy Now, which we're behind in, and KPFA raises money on Democracy Now, and we haven't been able to really get funds from them in order to reduce that debt. So that's basically where we are. As Simon said, we're having a meeting tomorrow. It's a group. We'll have a party at 11 to go over the factors. Efren, like you said, is doing the budget here. He's putting all the templates, and he'll have the information there to discuss. So so the objective tomorrow's meeting is to get this budget down to break even, and to even looking at basically KPFA is up in terms of everything except for what we call the central services, which includes both the cost of the audit, the cost of Democracy Now, and the other like insurance and satellite expenses.
Okay, and our Paul was filling us in, our Paul for New York, in terms of where your budget's at there, going to the LSB and that,
Okay, we have a finance committee meeting scheduled for this coming Friday. We've already had finance committee meeting on the budget, and we have a new version of the budget. One second, I want to cough. Pardon me.
Bless you.
And so we're going to be looking at the current version on Friday, and the LSB is going to be meeting later in the month. I'm not sure precisely when.
Okay.
We were supposed to have a meeting tomorrow night, the LSB, but that's been postponed till later in the month, And so I'm looking at the probability of having a couple of more finance committee meetings before we bring it to the LSB.
Okay, very good. And John Wanger, KPFK, I know we don't have our LSB meeting until the 25th, and we still have to meet again, but you want to chime in here?
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, sure. We have a finance committee meeting Monday the 13th. I'm trying my darndest, as you can tell from this phone call, to get the information so that we can do something smart and intelligent and quickly to create a news department of the appropriate size. The LSB is scheduled to meet on the 25th. Some of us are prepared to call the emergency meeting of the LSB because we'd really like to get this done, but we think it's irresponsible for us to rush the LSB before the Finance Committee puts together a rational budget. We have a lot of input already done, but we're really waiting on that information from whoever will give it to us. And so that's the rate-limiting factor, and I think as soon as we get that information, we can proceed pretty darn quickly, and then we'll go through a regular LSP meeting and with, the normal uncertainties of any LSP meeting. But I think the Finance Committee can move darn fast once it gets the data. And so, but when we get the data is anybody's guess, but I'm cheered by the things I've heard tonight, from both Avarn and Darlene, and so I'm optimistic.
Thank you so much, John. And I wanted to acknowledge, I know when we called the roll that Arlene Engelhardt, our executive director, is with us this evening. We appreciate your time on the call, and thank you, LaVon, everyone who's here tonight. I would think that we have two meetings scheduled left for the month, September 21st and September 28th. All of us pushing to get budgets done as close to the deadline of the fiscal year end as we are able. What I would like to do, if the body feels comfortable with this, is go ahead and schedule WPFW as the top of the agenda again for the open session for the meeting of the 21st, followed by, I think we should play it by ear for our next two sessions, essentially. KPFA, WBAI, we should find out where everyone's at again there, and are we closer to having finished budgets. But go ahead and start with WPFW, hopefully, and hopefully tomorrow's meeting at KPFA is fruitful, and set it as we go, depending on what the finished state is of each budget as we come to it, because I don't think from here we're able to tell which one's going to be ready for approval next, because we're all having meetings continuously through the month to try and approve them. So if there isn't any objection, I would tentatively schedule, WPFW, ATAL, depending on who's ready next, and, continue to get updates at every meeting as to our progression on finishing these budgets. Is there any objection to that? Because I don't think there's a way to structure it more tightly.
Madam Chair?
Yes, please. Go ahead, Arpal.
Yeah, while we can say we should probably do that, I'm not sure. This is a parliamentary thing. I'm not sure one session can bind the next session like that. But we can certainly say we want to, and it's a committee, and, we can
agree. What do you mean? I'm sorry. Arpal, clarify. I didn't understand.
Say again?
I didn't understand. What do you mean?
Oh,
you mean having one topic flow into the next? Or?
No, at the next meeting, the body that's present sets the agenda. We can certainly say we want, we expect, and we want to do it.
Oh, okay.
However,
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm never trying to make anything binding. I think we should always be responsive to what's going on. I just want to see us move expeditiously through the program.
I just thought I had to bring it up.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, well, that's why I'm sort of feeling my way. I'm going, I hope we're going to be able to do WPFW's budget, but we ought to, since we're simultaneously pushing on several units' budgets here, at each meeting we need to know where we're at and if we're close to approving the next one. So that's fine. So how should I have reworded that?
Basically, we're agreeing that we're going to try to do WPFW at the next meeting and play it by ear.
Beautiful.
For what else we're doing, what's the 28th going to be like? We don't know yet.
Okay, good. Okay, very good. All right, well, I don't know that there's more we can do tonight because we don't have any more budgetary stuff to chew on, and it's quite late, and I think we covered a lot of important stuff. We do need to cover the report out from the executive session at our next executive session meeting. So,
This is Lauren, point of information.
Please.
Summer, when do you want to move that motion to schedule for the NASH for 2011 hour PNB meetings in January, May, and September?
That is a good question. You know, I'm so hyper-focused on budgets because I just hate being months overdue on these projects. I would think that I would like to schedule it for just for after these next two meetings. I would like to see that we try to get the budgets out of the way. And then
that's part of the budget. That's part of the national office.
I see what you're saying for the national office. And we're not even on that budget yet. And we've got the PNB meeting. It would be nice to have it out of the way. You know, maybe it would be good if we could have it for...
Okay, I'll write it up and have it for
Please,
you. For
I'm thinking maybe the 28th, you know, because it can be brought to the PNB in the in-person meeting. Otherwise, it's going to have to be after that, and it's so hard to get things approved on the phone meetings for the PNB. So I would say probably not the 21st, but maybe the meeting of the 28th, you know?
Well, you know, I'll make it part of the motion for the national office.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, we should
right.
we should deal with that so we can get that
okay.
Yeah, but national office budget is, yeah, we're trying to get the units done. Yeah.
And may I just add that, again, that we have, that we've set up here in the national office on a server here where we will have information, the historical finance information on a file there with the final reports that will be available to view in a PDF format.
Well, that will be very helpful. I've always thought all these things should be easily accessible.
Yeah, me too. So the way to do it, I did for, and so we actually did it last week. So it's already set up. We have a budget in there. So I'm going to work with John, and this has been one of his pet peeves too, and Efren here in the office to set up with the right protocol in terms of finding files.
Thank you. Okay, very good. Well, you know what? Why don't you send that motion, if you could, by the meeting of the 21st? I'm thinking it may require some tinkering because, you know, you get feedback from other people that don't think we should narrow our meetings, but we have budgetary concerns. But I've gotten feedback on, like, you know, the structure of meetings, so they're, like, maximally productive if we're going to bother flying people around the country. So there may be a couple of addendums that, you know, people want to attach, you know, riders to the main motion or amendments. So, yeah, if you have the wording, why don't you send it out for the meeting of the 21st? Yes, there's a little time for, you know, if anyone wants to, you know, adjust anything, we can get that done and have it done in time. So that might be good.
Okay.
So thank you. Are there any other things for the next agenda that that anyone wants to bring up now? Because otherwise, I'd be happy to entertain a motion to adjourn, and then we can set our you know, our future meetings at the next meeting. We can start setting the October ones.
Move to adjourn?
Second.
Beautiful. Are there any objections?
Who just moved to adjourn?
Bruce,
okay, thanks.
Thank you. And hearing none, I thank everyone for your time this evening. Enjoy your 1 week off from the National Finance Committee next week, and we'll talk in 2 weeks. Thank you so much. Have a great evening, everyone.
I'll miss
Good night.
You. Likewise.
I'll be on vacation next week, gang.
Okay, well, enjoy it. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.